Texte numéro 110. The first satellites launched by Uganda and Zimbabwe aim to improve life on the ground. Uganda and Zimbabwe join an ever-growing number of African countries that are building up their space technology capabilities. To date, 52 satellites have been launched by 14 African countries, including the two launched last week. The satellites, which have by now reached the International Space Station, are set to be deployed over the next few weeks, depending upon environmental conditions. It is a historic moment for the two countries, who now hope the data collected by the satellites will help improve life on the ground. Many of the modern devices we use every day function because of satellite technology, something that's often taken for granted. Space technologies are essentially the backbone of the modern economy, says the founder of Space Hubs Africa, a service company that helps stimulate the African space ecosystem. You sometimes don't even know that you're using them. But for example, if you're using Google Maps or even things like Zoom or broadband communication, that's all powered by satellite services. Uganda and Zimbabwe's satellites won't be providing wireless services to anyone. Instead, they've been developed for the purposes of Earth observation. The satellites have a multispectral camera, which allows the satellite to essentially take pictures of the Earth, says the founder of Space Hubs Africa. Multispectral cameras can take pictures that capture information from wavelengths of light not visible to the human eye. What this does is provide data that can help determine the health of the land for the agricultural sector, among other things. The multispectral camera will be used to perform analysis of water quality, land use cover, and soil fertility. That information will then be provided to citizens so that they can make the best use of the natural resources in their countries. But there are still possibilities to do even more with the satellites. One of the main purposes of a satellite Ghana launched in 2019 was to monitor illegal mining that was occurring in the north of Ghana. And all of those capabilities are made possible by a satellite that only measures 10 centimetres in each direction. They are called CubeSats, and their small size and low cost to develop makes them perfect first satellites for nations developing their space technology sectors. However, there is one downside to CubeSats. Their lifetime of operation is only about 24 to 30 months. So unless Uganda and Zimbabwe commit to building and launching more of these satellites, the benefits will be short-lived. Even though the human capital is there to provide sustainable development of satellites, the founder of Space Hubs Africa reckons that there's still more political and social investment needed before space technologies in Africa can fully mature. He says, the only thing is us believing in ourselves. Adapted from www.npr.org, November 2022.